Thank you. Thank you. So last time we touched very briefly on the al-chetz of bedibur peh, bedaz v'mirma, that which we say with our mouth, with insight and deceit. And we noted that speaking with our mouth is usually the only way we speak. And really when we say bedibur peh, and this coming Monday, Sunday night, when we smack our chest and we say al-chetz, the sin that we've done with speaking with our mouth, we're not just talking about speaking, we're talking about things that we said with our mouth that didn't align with how we felt inside. And that naturally progresses into the next al-chayt. Al-chayt shechatanu lefanecha baharhu halev. We now say, I'm sorry for the sins that we've done. I have remorse for the sins that we've done, baharhu halev, which translates as inner thoughts. Now, what inner thoughts are we apologizing for? I'm sure we have inner dialogues, monologues, things all the time. We're not just apologizing for having an internal mental life. Baharhu halev, if we didn't have an internal mental life, we'd never do anything. What are we apologizing for? And it strikes me that there are three possibilities about the internal hirhurim that we apologize for. One is probably the most superficially obvious, which is illicit thoughts, thoughts we shouldn't be having, heresies, schemes, depraved thoughts, thoughts that we don't control with our volition but enter our minds and we're saying we can't escape, we're human, and we're just sorry about hirhurim. That's one option. Another option, introduced by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Hiru HaLev, are the murmurings that we have internally when we do good things, the bad intentions, when we do good deeds for the sake of renown or reputation or growth in our popularity. Those are Hiru HaLev. And we're apologizing, we're saying, I'm not apologizing for the illicit thoughts. Let's assume for a moment that we are somewhat angelic and we don't have evil thoughts or horrific thoughts or illicit thoughts and we just do good things. We live out good life, but we confess that there are entangled in our good intentions, reservations, hesitations, inappropriate ideas about one's own reputation, that when we do good things. That's the second possibility. A third possibility, Hiru HaLev, is an interesting one, which is we apologize not for things that we think when we're doing other things, but things that we think that never lead to other things. When we think, you know what, I've been inspired, I'm going to do something good. And then that thought wanes and it just fades away. And we're apologizing for the good thoughts that we've had that didn't materialize, which is in direct dissent from dibur peh. We're apologizing dibur peh, the things that we say that we didn't really mean, and then we're apologizing for the things that we mean but never said, never did, never came to fruition. You know, you make a mental note, you know what? It's been a rough day for everybody. It's been a difficult time. When I get home, I'm going to go out my way to say something nice to somebody in the house. And you feel, you know what? I feel good about myself. I'm going to do this. And then one gets home and the occasion never really comes up. And say, it was a good thought. And I feel glad. I'm glad I had a good thought. I'm a good person. But I never did it. Fine. And we're saying, you know what? I've had Hiru HaLev. I've had good thoughts that I haven't put into action. And that's what we're saying, al-chayt, that please God, those thoughts should always materialize in the world around us.